Now, the celebrity endorsement has become something of a must-have for charities, aid organisations and political causes. These days, it's normal for the A-list actor, sports icon or ageing rock musician to bring their star power to a wide range of causes, fighting hunger in Africa or appealing for funds after a natural disaster. Last week, as Rwanda marked the 15th anniversary of the genocide there, in attendance were a long list of stars: Forrest Whitaker, John Hurt, Natalie Portman, Samuel L. Jackson and Lucy Liu, to name but a few. But the question is, does a celebrity endorsement help the cause of a charity, or is it just a manifestation of our obsession with the rich and famous? Here are a few of those celebrities talking about their charitable work.
The unfortunate truth of it is it's not somehow sexy enough news. But this is genocide.
It's simply not fine. It's not just so unsolving itself naturally. And that's what it feels like. I kept started to hear that people can go home, things are changing, things are improving. I don't see how that is.
We have a moral responsibility, you know, that if you invest in a war and enable a war to continue, then the results of that war are your responsibility too.
And you heard there George Clooney, Angelina Jolie and Mia Farrow. Well, Marina Hyde is the author of Celebrity: How Entertainers Took Over the World and Why We Need an Exit Strategy. So why does she think these celebs do more harm than good?
I think they crowd out our voices, often organic voices that would have come up from the movements for social change in these countries, because you continually hear just Angelina speaking or just George Clooney speaking and you don't really hear other voices. I actually think that's a shame.
Well, Marlia Purcell is a big believer in the power of celebrities to put right what's wrong in this world. She runs the website looktothestars.org, which chronicles the charity efforts of the rich and famous. The idea is to draw even more attention to the causes they've adopted. Why does she think the likes of Sharon Stone or Brad Pitt need her help to make headlines?
The world really is not fit for children the way it is right now, and we had to do something. But it's not really the time to toss on a cape and a pair of tights and fly around doing it yourself.
Well, perhaps it is, but, you know, how does chronicling the achievements, if you'd call it that, of George Clooney and Madonna and Paris Hilton help the world?
Well, the public is always interested in what their favorite celebrities are doing. They will buy drinks that their favorite celebrities are drinking, or handbags, or clothes. So we thought, why not show the good things that celebrities are doing to help raise awareness for charities and get people excited about something that's a bit more important than what you're drinking?
But do you get the impression that celebrities are actually promoting these charities because they really care, or it benefits them in some way?
I'm sure there are people out there who do it for a PR move or to help raise their own profile. But the ones with whom we've worked have all been really, really passionate about the cause. Run DMC's...
That's the rap group.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Daryl McDaniels was actually raised in foster homes. And when he then attained his success, he created the Felix Foundation to help bring positive experiences to children without parents.
What do you say to people who suggest that perhaps the activities of these celebrities is actually counterproductive? Instead of focusing on the real issues, we focus on the celebrity.
Honestly, anything that helps raise awareness for the charities is helping. We receive so many letters from charities and nonprofits saying, thank you so much for helping us raise awareness for this auction, or thank you for just raising our profile the way we do at looktothestars.org. And anything that can help get the name out there so people can hear it and get the cause out there so people know it's there and know where they can help.
But and this seems to be the question that is on the lips of many people. I mean, didn't you shudder somewhat when you heard that Paris Hilton was traveling to Rwanda to help the women there?
There is some element of, oh, yes, there is another celebrity doing things. But at the same time, how many people knew that the women in Rwanda needed help before she went, and people started thinking, oh, well, why is she going there? And actually, Paris Hilton was raised doing a lot of charity work. She was always at fundraisers and galas as a child with her mother. And I think that if she were to stand up and say, this is happening, we have to do something to change it, she's got so many people who follow her and who do adore her that it would open their eyes. So she doesn't have the experience there, but she does have the position from which to raise awareness and get people out there.
The views of Marlia Purcell, who runs the website looktothestars.org. I just have to look to my left and Max?
No, that's a little cheeky. I wouldn't say I was anything like a star. The email address, though, if you want to comment on that issue of whether stars do charities good or not, is worldhaveyoursay@bbc.com. Time now is just coming up to 7 o'clock GMT, and you're listening to the BBC World Service.